From the Bob Barley Studio in Orlando, Florida, you're listening to The Diz Unplugged. Hello and welcome to the Diz Unplugged Roundtable Discussion for the week of May 11th, 2011 from Orlando, Florida. I'm your host, Pete Werner, joined at the table this week by my good friends Walter Eccles, Kathy Werling, Scott Smith, Kevin Close, and John Magi. Max, the intern, back in the Peanut Gallery in this segment. Kathy Werling is going to tell us about some of the construction, an update on the construction going on at the Magic Kingdom. This is the bane of many vacationers' existences right now, with the massive expansion of Fantasyland going on. There's a lot of construction walls going up, and Kathy's not a particularly tall woman, so how she has managed to get information on updates on the construction is something I'm interested to hear, so...
I'm going to keep those secrets to myself.
Standing on top of garbage cans again, Kathy?
No, I didn't do that.
Making people like lift you up on their shoulders.
I'll have to remember that for next time.
Wearing a really long trench coat.
Yeah, that works.
So you look like you're 11 feet tall.
Six other dwarves underneath her.
Yeah. Don't go give away my secrets. So anyway, the thing I always worry about, or the thing that everybody seems to be concerned about, is that, you know, that picture shot down Main Street when you walk into Magic Kingdom, because that's been under construction for quite a while. It's like, am I going to get that picture? Well, I'm happy to report that pretty much all the construction on Main Street has now finished, except for on the Main Street confectionery. I was looking at it the other day, and I'm like, okay, they did something different. And they have the painted scrim, the tarp, like on the second and third floors, but they've taken away the wooden walls on the sidewalk. So the where you walk in now, you can see the windows and everything. So you can theoretically get your picture up Main Street and not see any construction. There was no cranes visible behind the castle again, so you can get that picture-perfect shot, because that's the one that everybody goes, oh, you know, it's not going to be my vacation unless I get that picture. So I was happy to see that. So I started to wander around the kingdom and made a left and went back towards the riverboat, and that is closed off. They're working on in front of the riverboat area. So
what are they doing over there?
It's right before you walk into the riverboat, so I'm not exactly sure what they're doing, but the riverboat's also going to undergo a refurbishment for a little bit, so I'm not sure what they're doing in front of it. But I got as I came out of there in that area, I heard some music, and I'm like, oh, wait, that's something I've never heard before. And I got to see something that I've never seen before that they do like in the evenings, but I'm never usually there in the evenings. It's called the Hoedown. I think there's another name for it, and I tried to find it, but I couldn't get the official name. But it's like all the cast members sort of like come out of the buildings, and they start singing and dancing right there in Frontierland. And it's like, now that's...
You've never seen that before?
Seen that either.
Yeah, and I'm like, I'd heard about it because it's supposed to be like a, you know, like a flash mob kind of a thing. As I'm standing there, I'm looking, I'm like, oh, look, everybody's still got their name tags on. They're in their costumes from the different areas, and they have all the different characters out there, you know, Frontier characters out, and they're singing and dancing, and they were doing the hokey pokey, and they had this cute little song that they said goodbye to everybody. And then in the end, all the cast members just went back to where they came from, like in the restaurant. And it sounds, but the crowd was just like going crazy for this. Like they were up there dancing and everybody's doing the hokey pokey. And I'm like, well, no, that's really cool. This was something, you know, that they don't always do. And I looked at my Times Guide and it wasn't on the Times Guide. So apparently they just sort of do this like, I guess when the mood strikes them.
Yeah, when the mood hits them, they're out there getting down, huh?
Yeah, so I'm like, okay. So that was, if you're there and you get to see it, stand there and watch. It's really cool. So the main reason I went over is I had heard that they were going to start putting a construction wall up around where the Skyway Station was. That's now like a stroller parking location. They were supposed to put up a wall because they're going to clear the area for future use, is the official answer. The rumor I heard is that's where the new bathrooms are going to be. So, but I went over to see if the construction wall was up, and it's not up yet. So
those bathrooms in that area right there behind Peter Pan's flight, they do get very, very congested.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they're going to put a construction wall up, and they're going to tear it down. So if you're there the rest of this week, I took a bunch of pictures so I can say, like, this is what it used to look like, so that when they tear it down, you know, you can remember how it is. Also got a leisurely chance to go through the Haunted Mansion queue, and what they've done there is just, you know, awesome. I know I use awesome a lot, but it was just amazing what they've done, like with the plaque up on the wall that looks like they have musical instruments, and if you tap it, it plays that sound. They had a organ sitting there with, looks like marble keys or something, and if you hit the keys, it made, you know, the corresponding notes. They had little, I thought the books sort of popping out of the wall was a little bit lame, but it's really, now they sort of, at least they did when I was there, they divert you through this new area, so nobody really cares if you're waiting in line to go into Haunted Mansion. It sort of like takes the pressure off. Like, people seemed in a much better mood as they went through the Haunted Mansion and had to wait for like the next, you know, time they opened the door. So then as I came around back by Fantasyland, that's the part of the park that it's sort of sad, because they're, you know, they're doing a lot behind the fence, and you can see it's really starting to take shape, and especially Beast's Castle. I'll have pictures up that, you know, I'm really surprised how much detail they're putting into this castle. That, I don't want to say it takes away from Cinderella's castle, but it sort of seems like two castles in the same neighborhood.
Hmm.
Think that'll ruin her property values?
No, it just, I don't know.
The market is down.
Yeah. It just sort of seems strange that, okay, one castle's nice, but it's too overkill. To me, it seemed like maybe it was, but maybe you can have.
But how big is it going to be? I mean,
it's pretty big.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, and if you stand in between the trees, you can get a really good shot. And I have those pictures. It's amazing what your camera, you know, what you can get. And so then I, you know, came around, and all the buildings back there, I'm not exactly sure what they all are, but they're all, you know, they're all starting to take shape. They're, you know, I'm sure they're going to put different, paint it or do whatever, but you can see all the new buildings that are back there. So then I came around the corner, and back by where the Speedway is, where you used to go back into Toontown, you can see they're doing construction, like off to the right, like next to where Barnstormer is. You can see some of it, but the best place to see what's going on over there is to take the TTA around, and you can see what they're doing over there where Toontown used to be. The judge's tent is still up, but you can see most of everything else is gone, but they've already started to put walls up there, so, I mean, they're moving pretty fast.
And they're saying spring of next year, mm-hmm. they'll be ready with this, so
I'm thinking, just by the way things look, I'm sure they're trying to beat like hurricane season, so they can get the outside stuff done, and then spend the rest of the time like inside in case the weather would get bad. But I mean, it's really coming along. But it's just sort of sad when you come around the back there and you see all this construction, because it really does take away from like feeling you're in the. Because I always feel like when I go into the park, it's like you sort of suspend reality for a little bit. That's why I like going over there. It's like you forget about what's going on in the world. But then when you see all that construction back there, it didn't seem too crowded, and there was a lot of people in Magic Kingdom. But along that wall is like where they park all the strollers and everything. And then went over on the TTA and rode that around, and Space Mountain must have been down or whatever, because they had the lights on.
Oh, cool.
So I had to go through there twice to enjoy that. And as you come around, and I can't think of the name of it, and I'm sure somebody's going to yell it out, You know the big ball that's like on water that you can roll around? I know it has a name.
Big ball on water.
That works. That's behind a construction wall. And I was trying to figure out what they were doing. Well, when you get up on the TTA, you can see down inside. And they've got all these like yellow straps, like they're getting prepared to lift the ball up to do something.
I wonder if they're getting rid of it.
I don't know if they're getting rid of it or they're redoing the stand that it sits on. But I had to go around twice to see what they were doing there, too. But if you've been to the park in the last couple months, it seems like construction sort of is like dying down. Because it seemed like everywhere you went there for a while, there was something under construction.
And there are going to be people listening to this at work. And Kathy keeps using the phrase, I had to go around twice.
Oh, shucks.
There are going to be people sitting in their cubicle
cursing you,
hating on you.
Well, and the other thing about going around twice, there was a thread on the Diz about, were you allowed to just keep going around? And so I took one for the team, and yes, they will let you.
They'll let you stay on. You don't have to get off.
No, there was a time that they made you get off.
Yeah, but there's never a line for it. I mean, it's not
the
exactly
only person in the whole train, because that's usually when we ride it. The
no,
only
there was actually quite a few.
However, you hear people tell you all the time it's one of their favorite attractions.
It's Teresa's favorite.
I love it.
Teresa does. Yeah.
I always thought that was, when I first started coming here, I thought that was part of Alien Attraction, that you went in the door and somehow or other they took you up on the TTA.
When
so
I was
didn't
a kid, we loved it because that you didn't need a ticket.
Okay.
There was no ticket involved.
So it was worthless even back then?
No, it was one of those things. It was like if you had wings. If you had wings was also no ticket, and you got to ride that as many times as you wanted. So when you had the ticket booklet, you had to kind of like...
Yeah, pick and choose.
Right.
Yeah.
You had to be careful with your tickets. You didn't have to have a ticket for those, so you got to ride as many times as you want without asking mom or dad for more money.
That's before my time, but anyway.
It's before my time, too.
So, you know, if you're going to Magic Kingdom, there's nothing going on with the castle except on the backside where they have the painted scrim so that if you're sitting in the restaurant, you can't see out into the construction. And that's probably going to be up until construction is complete because they don't want you seeing.
They have a scrim over the window in Cinderella's Royal Table?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Around the whole backside. So at first glance, when you look up, you think you're looking at the castle, but it really is the painted scrim. Hmm. So, you know, just if you're asking for a window seat, it's not going to make a difference.
Usually you can see out of those. Usually they're positioned in such a way you can see through one side.
But I'll bet you they probably have it the other way so that you're not looking out. Have you heard of anybody that said they could see the construction?
Yeah.
Because if somebody had, you know that they'd be reporting on it. But I always think it's amazing how they, when they put a construction wall up, how they do it. Because if it was just me, I would just put up a wall. But as you come into Magic Kingdom where the buses are, they have your standard like 8-foot wall. And then they put this other section up on the top because they realize that people going by on the monorail could see down in there. And it's like, this is the bus stop. Why do you have to like shroud it in secrecy? But yet somebody thought of that oh, look, the people, you know.
Because they know there will be people who will ride twice to try and get a picture of it.
That's true, too. But, I mean, you know, some of that stuff, like what could be so whatever, you know, like with the ball. Like, okay, so I saw it with, you know, I guess maybe they don't want you to have your...
It's bad show.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is, but it's like then there's that whole other crowd that think that's sort of neat. Like, are they going to lift it up or what are they going to do? But for anybody who's worried about what's going on in the parks, just go. I've said this every other time and everybody says I'm crazy, but you really can go and have a great time in Magic Kingdom in spite of the construction that's going on in the back. There's plenty of attractions that are open.
Going back to the Haunted Mansion queue, did anybody mention to you or did you see anywhere anything about finding a ring?
Yes, I heard that they put a new ring in that actually is a ring this time. And I...
That's funny.
Explain to people what whole thing is.
As you came out of Haunted Mansion before, there was a supposed ring down in the asphalt, the bricks, that actually was like when you put a gate post in and it secured the gate.
And it became folklore that it was part of the show.
Right, that was part of the show.
The bride had thrown her ring out the window.
The bride's ring.
Right. And I can remember, you know, before I knew all this stuff, going up and asking a cast member where the ring was. You know, and he walked us over and showed us. Now, I didn't ask the other day because I want to see where it's at.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't found it yet, but I know it's there.
Yeah, Christina and I were in line. We hadn't seen the queue yet, so we were exploring. And at one point, we were kind of standing there, and a cast member came over to us and is like, "Did you find the engagement ring?" And I'm looking at this guy like, "All right, come on, buddy. Like, we're not ready for marriage yet. Like, what are you talking about?" Because I had never heard this before, this whole thing. And I was a little bummed out. He like pointed right at it. And
it's in the
new queue. Okay. Yeah, he showed us where it was, and I took some photos of it. I was like, "Wow, that's actually pretty cool."
Because I was too busy checking out the queue.
It's a little bit hidden, so you have to really look for it. But we found the ring.
So there is an actual ring now.
Yeah,
I think that's nice that they thought to do that because so many people had asked about it.
Yeah,
that now they put a real one in. But I really did think the old one. That was good enough for me. I thought that was a ring.
See, I'd never even heard of that. So that's when he said, "Did you find the engagement ring?"
Because I've been there times like where people were like, you know, there was a crowd of people like milling around trying to find where it was. And when they took it out, I was sort of sad. But it's nice that, you know, I guess with all the construction, the way I look at it is if you just put up with some of this stuff, you know, like what did they say on the roadside? Future improvement. I forget how that goes, but you know, if you put up with this construction for a little while longer, it really is going to be just
but
awesome.
What about for the people who this is a once-in-a-lifetime trip?
Yeah.
I don't, you know, at this point, I don't really think they're missing anything other than seeing that construction wall. Because it's not like really anything has been taken away.
No rides have been taken offline.
I mean, you lost Toontown, but Toontown didn't really have all that much. I know little kids like going into Mickey's house.
Oh, Disney's not about little kids.
But, you know, that I would feel bad about. But now since they have the nice new meet and greet for Mickey and the princesses up front, I think they've replaced it. I think that's good. I don't really think, like, you've scrimped and saved for your vacation, and now you've got, like,
half a park. Magic Kingdom is closed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I really do think. And I said, especially, like I said, that shot down Main Street, you still can do it. You know, you can create all your memories just like you could before. And if you wait another year, you're going to have a whole, you know, fantastic back half of the park to go play in.
And then at that time, they'll do construction somewhere else. So you'll miss out on something else. Something's always being changed or upgraded or redone. So,
but it seems like this last 6-8 months, it seems like Magic Kingdom had a lot of construction going on. That now that seems to be tapering off, that now we're just down to Fantasyland.
We were in California Adventure in February.
Oh, dear
God. All of California Adventure, it seemed, was under construction.
I don't know why you would have gone. Everything was walls. Yeah.
Agreed.
So that's my construction.
All right. Well, thank you very much for that, Kathy. Interesting to hear what they're up to, especially the cast member flash mob. That's
hysterical. Have you ever seen the Rainy Day Parade?
Describe it. I don't know.
I haven't seen it myself. Okay. Someone was here and said, we were here and it started to rain and we were at the back of the Magic Kingdom and I saw the Rainy Day Parade. And I said, what's that? And said, it's a spontaneous parade. Sometimes they do it when it rains. Characters come out in the rain, dance. There's music. I've never heard of that.
It's struck by lightning.
I guess the next time it rains, I need to go over and see what happens.
But I think you have to be there just as it starts.
Okay.
And people start to sort of clear the streets.
Huh.
Interesting. Well,
so for all the times that we've all been to the park, see, there's still things we haven't
always
seen.
That's one of the things I love about Disney.
Mm-hmm.
There's always something new. Always something new. So thank you very much.
You're welcome.
For that, Kathy. That will do it for this segment. Also remember this week, we have our review of Animal Kingdom Lodge, as well as the Sunrise Safari. And our Disneyland team has their show. We were going to do Kevin's review of California Grill, but timing restraints have prevented us from doing that this week. We'll look to pick it up next week or the week after. So that'll do it for this episode. We hope you enjoyed it. We'll be back with you again next time with another episode of the Diz Unplugged Roundtable. Have a great week, and remember, stay out of the damn lakes.